This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Alaska State Troopers have taken to the air to search for a man reported to have gone missing between Bethel and Tuntutuliak. Trooper Edwin Anderson says that 29-year-old Patrick Nick of Tuntutuliak was boating home from Bethel on Tuesday night along the Kuskokwim River through strong winds, rain, and rough water. Nick was traveling alone, and a person he was in contact with called the troopers for help just after midnight on Wednesday morning. The troopers dispatched a helicopter and airplane to search the area. They located his boat, but as of 6:30 Wednesday evening, troopers had yet to find Nick. Bethel Search and Rescue Secretary Perry Barr says local volunteers are standing by to assist. Next in Bethel Municipal News, KYUK is profiling each candidate for Bethel City Council to learn more about who they are, why they're running, and what they plan to do if elected. Today, we bring you a conversation with candidate Mark Springer. Mark Springer has lived in Bethel for almost 20 years, and before that in Hooper Bay. He currently works at ONC cleaning up old military sites in Bethel. Springer is no stranger to city government. He has served multiple terms on Bethel City Council, although not the most recent one. On those councils, he says he would shed light on difficult issues.
I'm not afraid to express my opinion. I'm not afraid to ask hard questions.
Springer says he's made tough decisions as well, like when he voted for yearly increases in water bills. But he says that move provided funds to expand utility services along the institutional corridor. Springer observed that meetings used to run long when he served on council, but at the end of the night, everybody would shake hands. He says it's different now with the current council.
You can disagree, you can ask questions, but, you know, don't treat your employees in a unprofessional fashion.
And he disapproves of the ethics hearings the council conducted during the past few months. He says one of his first actions, if elected, would be to remove the opportunity for council members to file ethics complaints against each other.
That has absolutely no benefit for the public. It gives one council member an opportunity to point a finger at another council member.
Another issue Springer wants to look at is homelessness.
There's a lot more homelessness than what you see people out on the street.
Mark Springer says younger people with lower salaries end up staying in overcrowded homes with relatives. He also wants to increase economic development in Bethel to create more jobs. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. You can listen to Mark Springer's full Coffee at KYUK interview online at kyuk.org. Next, in erosion, last month, Alaska's U.S. senators accompanied Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on a trip to communities around the state. The tour marked DeVos' first trip to Alaska as a member of President Trump's cabinet. The group visited schools in Wasilla, Kotzebue, Nome, and Kivalina. Kivalina is one of Alaskan communities most threatened by erosion. Other erosion-threatened communities include Nutok and Napakiak in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The schools in these two communities need to be rebuilt because of erosion accelerated by climate change. When asked during her stop in Nome what federal resources the Department of Education could provide, she made no promises.
Our goal is to address and help support states and what they need to do and local districts. And so I'm sure if that does come into the wheelhouse, we will be taking a close look at it.
DeVos received a similar question earlier in Wasilla and passed it to U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, who was standing nearby.
So we're looking at ways to say, well, look, maybe we can change federal law to address these, what I would call, slow motion emergencies. And
Sullivan explained that when a hurricane hits, federal agencies can inject billions of dollars into the affected community to respond to the disaster. He proposes creating a similar funding stream for erosion in Alaskan communities where erosion is threatening to wipe them out. He ended saying that he'd be committed to addressing these issues. Sullivan is running for re-election in 2020. KNOM's Davis Hovey and APRN's Wesley Early contributed to this story. Next, in fish, the Alaska Board of Fisheries violated the state's open meetings law. That's according to Alaska's ombudsman that released a critical report Tuesday saying the board improperly shifted the location of its Cook Inlet finfish meeting earlier this year with little public notice. And as KBBI's Renee Gross reports, the location issue is expected to be revisited again next month.
When the Board of Fish moved its upper Cook Inlet Finfish meeting from Kenai to Anchorage, it took a lot of people by surprise. Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel was one of them.
It was on the agenda. We just happened to get a heads up that they were going to consider that.
This is a big deal because for nearly two decades, these finfish meetings, which set fishing regulations for commercial, sports, and subsistence fishing, has been in Anchorage. But last year, the board decided to rotate the locations between Anchorage, Kenai Peninsula, and Matsu. Gabriel says fishermen from outside of Anchorage have been asking for this for years.
These meetings last for 2 weeks, and it's a commitment for folks to go up there and participate.
Gabriel says he thought the fight was finished after the board voted last year to hold its 2020 meeting on the Kenai Peninsula. And then word came down that the board was poised to reconsider at its January meeting in Anchorage. Gabriel and other area officials drove up to speak to board members, but then the message changed again.
We were told that they were not going to have the vote that day. Apparently they had, some second thoughts about the public notice part of it. So we turned around and came home.
After they left, the board did vote after all. By a single vote, it changed the location of the 2020 meeting back to Anchorage. Board of Fish Chair Reed Morisky did not reply to a request for comment Wednesday, but in meeting tape from January, he admitted there had been some confusion in the room.
So I take full responsibility for that. There was no intent to mislead.
Investigators couldn't account for the last-minute change either.
He was not able to tell the investigator what the circumstances were that changed or how they had changed.
Alaska's ombudsman Kate Burkhart looked into the whole affair following a complaint to her office, but she says it was clear that the board wasn't following the rules.
It really did not follow the spirit of the law, which is that public entities do the public's work in public.
The ombudsman advised the board to hold a fresh vote, which it will do at its October meeting in Anchorage. Board of Fish Chair Reed Morisky wrote a letter to the ombudsman pledging the rotating meeting location policy will be revisited next month. Kenai's Mayor Brian Gabriel says he doesn't have a lot of faith the board will change course. But he says,
I hope they look at what they did and the effects of how those decisions have on our communities and would give that some consideration.
Still, he says he's grateful the ombudsman stepped in. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.
And finally, we have a correction on a story we did last week. We reported the community of Akiak submitted their hazard mitigation plan to the state of Alaska. Actually, Akiak submitted the plan directly to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.